Know before you head to the polls this election. In Bridgeport, there are two ballot questions that could have a great impact on all residents depending on the way they vote. We especially today want to focus on question one, and I actually have the language right in front of me. I've got a copy of one of the ballots here. It says, shall the city of Bridgeport approve and adopt charter amendments to modernize the city charter, including but not limited to strengthening ethics, reforming civil service, and establishing uniform standards for departments, boards, and commissions? It's a lot in one question. And so we started the conversation earlier this month with City Councilman Ortiz, who represents the 135th District. In his opinion, he feels both questions should get a no. But today I want to talk to Faith Sweeney and John Hosier. They are back on the show, co-chairs of the Charter Revision Commission for Bridgeport, and two people that I spoke with earlier this summer, actually, because I was really excited about the work they were trying to do, especially in creating an ethics department, essentially, having more ethics in place for the city of Bridgeport, which everyone is asking for, to give us more clarity, especially on question one on the ballot. They both join me now. Faith and John, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear from you both. Faith, you actually reached out after our interview with Mr. Ortiz and saying that there was misinformation. From reading that question, I had a lot of questions, honestly, about it because it felt very vague to me. Feel free to jump in and to kind of give some clarity to question one on the ballot.
Question one, yes, it is a broad question. However, it does mention that we are strengthening ethics, which we shared that with you on a previous episode. Civil service reform is, we worked in collaboration with the civil service department head on really revamping that whole chapter. It was outdated. And actually, the civil service director, he spent a lot of time revising it. It was really a comprehensive overhaul and much easier now for residents or any elected official or employees to understand what the process is, what each department is, what the expectations are as an employee of the city. I would like to say that ballot question two was the one that I found most misinformed on your episode previously, and that was the one that I would really like to address. However, also establishing uniform standards for departments, boards, and commissions. That was also another huge piece that we worked on as a commission, as well as the city council. The charter process is a partnership with the city council. We were first given the charge of coming up with recommendations, and through that process, we invited the public, we invited numerous department heads, the mayor, elected officials, the city council. We gave them the floor to share their recommendations, provide anything in writing, because we wanted to ensure that their voices were heard, as well as the public's. And throughout the process, as co-chairs, we provided ample information to the elected officials about all of the changes that we were making. It was pretty much step by step what we offered. And then it moved on to the City Council Ordinance Committee. Then they had an opportunity to go through our changes as well as offer more recommendations. And they also had three public hearings during their time. And then they are the ones who created these questions. They are the ones who drafted and created these questions. Once the commission passed the final draft to the city council, we were disbanded. There wasn't any more charter commission after that. So
just really quickly, Faith, do you feel like question one, though, is loaded with a lot versus making them into individual questions? Like I said, I'm going to put a link to the website that you gave us, the Bridgeport Charter website, because I think it's important people do their research ahead of time. No question. But do you feel like, though, that's a loaded question one?
There were so in the beginning on September 2nd, there was only one question. And many of the city council members felt that there needed to be a split. So that is what you see.
Okay.
I did offer some, some version of it. However, I really had no voice in it because it was the responsibility of the city council to create these questions.
Got it.
Yes, there was a lot that we did. So it is a lot in one question.
John, I can see you want to jump in.
The council itself had the authority to break out any question it wanted to. It chose to break out the political question that exists, and we'll explain that to you regarding the politics of that. In regards to the Ethics Commission and this question number one, the city of Bridgeport will now have the only ethics office and ethics director in the entire state of Connecticut. Number two, in regards to civil service, Eric Amato, who is the head of civil service, did a fantastic job changing and updating a civil service that hasn't been touched since 1930s. It was one great big long paragraph. Now it's brought into the era that it belongs in. They've done a fantastic job. In regards to the legislature, we gave them more power. They have the authority to appoint commissioners and others that if the mayor fails to, and a few other things that we've given them. So the misconceptions that are going on out there are very hurtful, I guess you could say, because our commission, all 13 members, when we first started this, our commitment was to open government and to honesty and to making sure the city of Bridgeport didn't get a black eye anymore. And we stuck to that throughout the entire process.
And I think that is very important to note, John Hosier. I agree with you. That if you go back to our conversation you, me, and Faith had months ago, and the need for ethics and the need for holding Bridgeport to a much higher standard, 1,000%, I couldn't agree with you and Faith more on that one. We are chatting with Faith Sweeney and John Hosier, co-chairs of the Charter Revision Commission for Bridgeport, and we're talking about the ballot questions. Question two, this is the one that seems to be not sitting well after my interview recently with Councilman Ortiz, who represents the 135th district. And while he didn't come right out and say vote no, he is basically suggesting to his constituents that they vote no on this. Shall the charter be amended to discontinue electing the town clerk, city clerk, and municipal sheriffs following the municipal election in 2027, at which election these positions will be filled for terms ending on November 30th of 2031, and thereafter the town clerk and city clerk positions will be filled by a nonpartisan civil service selection process effective on or after December 1st of 2031.
Melissa, that last sentence is the most important sentence in that entire paragraph. The fact of the matter is the administration or any mayor will not be appointing the town clerk or the city clerk. That's a misconception that's being spread. They will be eliminated as political positions in 2031 and replaced by professional civil service individuals, both the town clerk and the city clerk. There is in no way that the mayor is involved in the process whatsoever. It's purely civil service. What we have done is taken the politics out of the city clerk's office and the town clerk's office as elected officials. The same with city sheriffs. Those are just political plums that can be done by members in the state to take care of giving warrants and all that kind of stuff. So when they're trying to suggest that there's politics in this system, what we did is take politics out of the system.
So go for it, Faith.
I've heard a lot of, we're taking people's right to vote away. We didn't take that lightly when we were deliberating about this topic. Yes, we are, in 2031, those won't be elected positions if people vote yes on this question. However, when we looked into the impact, what is the impact on this? The positions will be professional positions under the civil service department. You have to understand those elected positions, they receive a salary, they receive benefits, they receive pensions. So there's a long lasting impact on those positions that are purely political. They're not.
I want to know who's going to pick these people. I need to understand that. The civil part, as you mentioned, who picks that person?
There's a civil service.
The individuals that will apply for the job, and it will be citywide, anybody that wants to apply for the job, they'll take a test, just like a police officer would take a test or a firefighter would take a test. The number one person that comes out at that test will become the city clerk. And the same thing with the town clerk. Now, the other factor in this whole thing is that the political positions, I hate to say it, but they're pretty much no shows.
Yes.
They get the position on a ticket, but they never show up to the office to do their job. But they receive $46,000 a year. And the person that is the assistant clerk or assistant town clerk, they're the ones actually doing the job.
I agree with you.
That's what we saw during this whole process.
So here's the thing, guys, and I only because I know time is limited. I don't disagree with the fact that I don't understand, honestly, for a lot of different elections, why it's become political. Board of Ed, a lot of these city or town held jobs, I actually think politics is the worst thing you could do. I think you should just have people who care, who have the right qualifications. I'm 1,000% in favor of that. Totally. My issue, though. So the example you just gave, John, was the police chief. Mayor Ganim does hire the police chief. That's my concern is, okay, so whoever comes out on top, you don't have to have a political affiliation, but the mayor does choose who he feels is the best fit, right? Who would make that ultimate job?
In those two positions, the mayor and the administration have absolutely nothing to do with it. It is just pure merit. Whoever comes out first on the test is the city clerk. Whoever comes out first on the test is town clerk. No politics involved in it whatsoever.
But who makes that call? That's my... Who does?
The civil service gives a test. They give a test, just like they would with...
The civil service commission that also looks through all of that. All of the application process and everything. So they are not going to be appointed positions. It is not connected to the mayor. These are city employee positions that are not, there are positions that the mayor does appoint, but this is not one of, these two positions aren't going to be one of them.
They're competitive positions. The individual that comes out on top becomes the individual that becomes a city clerk or town clerk. No politics whatsoever. It's based on merit and your intelligence, what you know about the position.
Doing another episode where we are going to go through and show people exactly what that language means, application process is involved, who's involved in the application process, so we're going in depth about that because it was damaging to hear that those positions were going to be appointed by the mayor, and they are absolutely not going to be appointed by the mayor.
And I think that's very important to clarify. It's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. And look, you know I'm very in favor of the work that you guys are doing. There's nobody who's been advocating for Bridgeport to clean up, I think, the corruption and the type of politics that has gone on for so long. It's so hard to justify what has happened and to make it the status quo. So I applaud that for sure.
I think
I don't hate the idea, like I said, for a lot of different offices, not just in Bridgeport. I even felt this way when I was doing the Board of Ed forums in Milford last week for my own municipality. And I think to myself, why do we even need a D or an R next to any of these people's names? Why don't we just go off of merit? To your point, John, I agree with you. I think Bridgeport is always going to feel like, but who makes the final say? And I think that's the part that needs clarity. So if you guys plan on addressing that in a future episode, I think that is important for people to know. Because again, the concept is great. But I think if it comes down to whoever it is, not doesn't have to be Mayor Ganim, whoever's in that seat, whoever makes that call, I think even if the paperwork shows this person's more qualified, it doesn't mean that that's the person who's going to get it. That's what I think voters need to know, is if, in fact, they're going to have that clarity. And it sounds like you have oversight that you guys will also be looking at. The commission will be looking at that decision. But I think voters need to feel that confidence for sure. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. I would love to continue talking about this, though. As I mentioned, Tom Gaudette is expected to come on the show tomorrow to discuss this at 8:35. If you guys have a future episode where you're talking about it, I will gladly link it to our website, voiceofct.com. I want voters in the know before they vote. And these are two very, very important questions that people should get educated on before they cast yes or no. Again, that is Faith Sweeney and John Hosier here, co-chairs of the Charter Revision Commission for Bridgeport.